And other ways that I earned an income at that time was initially when I first moved in 86. I did get a little bit of odd work every so often at the Whitechapel Art Gallery doing the mail out. And then when I was in the first Whitechapel Open exhibition in 88, I was invited to do a few talks there as part of the teachers' program. They picked three artists, and I remember Adam Reynolds was one of the other artists who spoke about his work. And Adam ran his own gallery as well in South London. And I did start to get some teaching work because I was contacted by my old foundation course in Loughton, and somebody had left and they wanted someone to come and do one day a week teaching sculpture. But it was great because I could do whatever I liked, and they wanted some innovative kind of installation sculpture media work going on in that session, in albeit quite basic. And I got the students to sort of write about their work as well as part of the program. And I think it was at the time of BTEC, but it was still fairly unstructured. Like, the artist could go in and structure, even at that level, an interesting project that you wanted. And I was there for about 3 years, and then the course became more structured, and I was quite happy to leave, and it became more BTEC orientated and small projects where I was getting the students to work in a more longer term way. And when I was at Swanfield Street as well, the other artists who were moved in a little bit later were Ian Robertson and Stuart Brisley, and they had one of the houses, and they took the ceilings down so you could see the rafters and screened off areas in sort of basic slatted wood, and it looked like some interesting installation in there. And I got to know Ian quite well, and then we started to go out together. And when I first moved down Colville Road, because Ian Robertson used to live in Philibrook Road, and I think he left there in 1984, he was living in a house there with Mona Hatoum. And then he went to Poland for a few years, and he got married when he was in Poland, and that didn't last very long. And then he separated and came back to London, and he was then living at Swanfield Street. But he used to come down to Colville Road and Philibrook Road and meet up and visit friends and visit me as well. And we'd go to the North Coast. And then at the North Coast, I recognised Pete Owen, because when I'd left the Slade, I stayed temporary with some friends, some guys from the foundation course that I used to attend in Loughton in Essex. And Mark Wallinger was one of the people on our course, and they had a house in South London and a room that I could temporarily stay in for about 2 or 3 weeks while I got myself sorted out. And Pete was one of the people that came round, and I think a lot of the people in the house, you know, were doing their MAs at Chelsea or Camberwell. So when I recognised Pete, he gave me his address, and we used to frequently visit each other when we were passing and go into each other's studio. And also another artist was Anne Monaghan, who lived on Grove Green Road, who I used to pop in and see. And she did really big paintings, and I would just have a cup of tea in her studio and we'd chat while she was painting. But apart from that, I did just kind of get on with it and do my work. And then once the sort of visiting teaching came up, Ian Robertson, who was working with Stuart Brisley, and he'd done quite a few big projects. In fact, he'd gone toured with Stuart over Europe. and he was teaching at Brighton Art School and Portsmouth, and he was going to give up his Brighton job and he was thinking of moving to Canada, and he asked me if I would be interested in doing his job because he was going to recommend me, and I was recommended and I got a 2-day-a-week contract at Brighton, and at the same time I was doing 1 day a week on the foundation course. So for those first few years, from about 88 to 91, I was then had regular teaching, so that was really good, and I again started showing more and more. So I then also started doing some work because I'd organised this show Transmissions called Present Histories with about 8 other artists, as I mentioned, and I was in a show called Reclaim the City Artworks, and I used an old image from People's Palace and blew it up to about, I don't know, it was about 10 feet square, and sited it on an old tenement, and we got permission for that project. So that was quite an exciting project to do.